You gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Cruel to be kind, it's a very good sign. Cruel to be kind means that I love you, baby. You gotta be cruel. You gotta be cruel to be kind. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with that tune. It was a one-hit wonder back in 1979 by musician Nick Lowe. Those of you who don't know the song may recognize the punchline from the song. It's from Act 3, Scene 4 of the Shakespeare play Hamlet. When Hamlet tells his mom, "I must be cruel only to be kind. Thus, bad begins and worse remains behind." The first time I read Hamlet, my reaction was, huh? Same thing when I first heard the song. Cruel to be kind is quite a paradox to try and make sense of. However, on Tuesday, while I was standing in line to vote at Christ Our Savior Lutheran, a small sign in the children's religious ed area jumped out at me. It said, "It's cool to be kind." Now that I can get my head around. Most of the time when we hear today's readings, they're used to speak about stewardship and sacrificial giving. They are absolutely about that. Two of the readings present poor widows who gave away all they had for the glory of God. Their sacrificial giving reflects God's love in giving his only son and Christ's love in sacrificing himself on the cross for us. In the first reading, the situation is unimaginable. Elijah is an immigrant who asks a poor widow who herself is in desperate need for help. She's got enough for one last meal for her and her son before they die of starvation. Yet she gives her last food to him. In the gospel, the poor widow gives all the money she has. Jesus praises her because she gave everything she had and not just what she had left over. The question is, what's at the root of their sacrificial giving? What makes people want to do that? Actually, it's kindness. Kindness, an often forgotten practice in the chaotic, divisive, politically charged world we live in. While it may be a wimpy or a sappy concept to some, kindness is actually a fruit of the Holy Spirit, a product of the gifts of the Holy Spirit we received at baptism and were strengthened through confirmation. In other words, we've all got it in us. If we're truly utilizing these incredible gifts, the fruits of the Holy Spirit will naturally grow out of our lives. People will see it in our homes, in our work, in the way we treat others, and in the way we serve the community. As Christian disciples, how we present ourselves is how we represent Jesus. The kinder we become, the more possible it is for God's love to be known by others. And make no mistake, there is nothing wimpy about kindness. The two widows are perfect examples of the strength that's required to be kind. Being kind means doing and saying the right thing. It means reprioritizing our own agenda and putting the focus on others. Being kind is triumphing over our own selfishness and unconditionally recognizing that the person in front of us is our brother. One of our most recently canonized saints is St. John Henry Newman. He was canonized by Pope Francis in 2019, and is a patron saint of students and of Newman centers on college campuses. Among his many accomplishments, he wrote 33 books. In his 1852 book, The Idea of a University, he discusses what he considers to be the traits of a gentleman. Kindness is the hallmark of these traits. According to Newman, a gentleman never inflicts pain, carefully avoids all clashing of opinion or collision of feeling or resentment, makes everyone at ease and at home, has no ears for slander or gossip, interprets everything for the best, is never mean or little in his disputes, never takes unfair advantage, may be right or wrong in his opinion, but is too clear-headed to be unjust. Nowhere shall we find greater candor, consideration, or indulgence. When he became a cardinal in 1879, Newman took the motto, "Heart speaks to heart." It describes how someone can lead another person to God through love and kindness. Newman clearly believed that next to the power of God's grace, the greatest influence over the human soul is the example of kindness in another person. There's a famous Catholic quote that goes, "Kindness has converted more sinners than either zeal, eloquence, or learning. And these three last have never converted any." Our mission is to live in such a way that others are drawn to God. And while it may not be supported by our social or political environments, Christ assures us that we can succeed, but only through kindness. And rest assured, brothers and sisters, that in the eyes of Jesus, it is indeed cool to be kind. Amen.